The mind of a madman.
We have learned a considerable amount about the behavioral characteristics of the shooter.
President takes aim at Iran.
They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
An NFL star says he's sorry.
What I did was extremely unacceptable.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 5 days after 58 people were murdered in Las Vegas, there's no known motive for the massacre, but pieces of the gunman's past are emerging, and there have been more tears for the victims. We begin this morning with CBS's Steve Futterman in Las Vegas.
Normally, by this time, law enforcement officials would expect to have a pretty good idea of who the perpetrator was. In the case of Stephen Paddock, though, it's proving to be a lot more difficult. FBI forensic experts are now going through any computers or cell phones owned by Paddock. They want to see who he was in touch with. It's now clear that Paddock was looking at other large music events. He even booked a hotel in July in Chicago, overlooking that city's Lollapalooza festival. Last night here in Las Vegas, a candlelight vigil honoring a police officer killed on Sunday. Charlie Hartsfield was off duty attending the music festival when he was struck down.
He led his life with honor, dignity, and a great capacity for others.
All of those killed have now been identified. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
The investigators are questioning those who knew the gunman, including his girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
During the FBI's 4 hours of questioning, Danley said that she was concerned about Paddock's mental stability. An acquaintance described the suspected shooter as a high roller who spent days at a time playing video poker. He says while Paddock was a bit of a loner, he never saw any big red flags.
An unlikely alliance seems to be forming in the call for new restrictions or a ban on the device that the Las Vegas gunman used to make some of his weapons fire continuously.
The National Rifle Association is asking the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to review the legality of so-called bump stocks. Senator Lindsey Graham would like to hear from the ATF as well.
They actually have a regulation saying that bump stocks are legal. Probably the best place to start is to have them tell us why they believe that and has anything changed.
House Speaker Paul Ryan agrees with Graham.
There's a big regulatory question, and then we just have to do more research to find out what's the best way to make sure that the spirit of the law is upheld.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
What was President Trump talking about when he stood last night with military leaders and said it was the calm before the storm? Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, it's anybody's guess, but posing for pictures alongside the top brass and their spouses last night, Mr. Trump, all smiles, said the assembly represented the greatest military in the world.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
He was immediately asked, what was he talking about? ISIS? Iran? North Korea?
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Mr. Trump is days away from announcing his decision on the Iran deal. A law passed by Congress after the deal was struck in 2015 requires him to certify every 90 days whether Iran is in compliance. A determination that it's not wouldn't by itself kill the deal. It would put the ball in Congress's court and fast-track House and Senate consideration of new sanctions. Iran would see new sanctions as a deal breaker. Steve?
The Nobel Committee says today's awarding of the Peace Prize sends a message to all nuclear states. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
And Steve, the Peace Prize has been awarded to...
the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN.
The Nobel Committee says that organization has done more than anyone to try to point the world away from nuclear weapons, ICAN Executive Director Beatrice Finn.
And I think that this prize is just really make it worth all of those hours and years that people have spent working on this.
As for that message, Finn says, it says that nuclear weapons in the name of security are unacceptable. Steve?
The Wall Street Journal says hackers allegedly working for the Kremlin stole details on how the U.S. defends against cyber attacks and how it infiltrates foreign networks. The breach happened when an NSA staffer put the classified information on a personal computer. One of Hollywood's most powerful men, Harvey Weinstein, is on a leave of absence from his company amid sexual harassment allegations from Ashley Judd and other actresses and a New York Times story that says he reached at least 8 legal settlements with women. Times reporter Jody Cantor on CBS This Morning.
We spoke to women from many different places, many different ages. Most of them did not know one another. This was a 25-year time span, and yet so many of the women had similar stories.
In a statement, Weinstein admitted bad behavior but says he plans to sue the Times, saying the story contains false and derogatory statements. Hours after Dannon dropped him as a sponsor, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton took to Twitter to try to make things right.
After careful thought, I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful to women.
He had made a sexist reply to a female reporter at a news conference. It appears Newton will avoid any formal punishment. Tropical Storm Nate is on the move today in the Gulf of Mexico, with Louisiana one of the states in its possible path.
Local leaders are urging people to take Nate seriously.
There is potential for this storm to intensify very quickly.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is calling out the military today ahead of Nate's arrival.
I have authorized 1,300 National Guard troops to mobilize.
Officials are warning residents to get ready to hunker down, have 3 days' supplies of food and water, and get ready for possible power outages, tornadoes, wind-blown debris, flooding, and storm surge. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A new creation from Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda looks to raise money for hurricane relief in Puerto Rico.
Say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying.
On the song Almost Like Praying, he's joined by Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony, and other stars. And it borrows from the song Maria in West Side Story.
My brain just kept fixating on those lines. Say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. There's been a lot of that sort of for the island and on the island. I also wanted to make it as catchy as any other song I'd write.
Health researchers report a possible Zika vaccine showed promise in an early human trial. All those who took the three doses developed Zika antibodies to fight off the virus. And CBS's Gary Nunn tells us
medical researchers are making headway in efforts to detect the Zika virus in the nation's blood supply and perhaps eventually immunize against the spread of the virus. The FDA has approved what is called the COBUS test for detecting the virus in donated blood. This is the first federal okay of a Zika detection test for use screening the blood supply. But experts caution this is not for individual diagnosis of Zika infection. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
New Massachusetts research on great white sharks has uncovered this. They're extending their habitat, venturing farther offshore, more often, and at greater depths than ever recorded. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.